It was 1 a.m., and Jennifer was walking into a seedy establishment on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Her private investigator friend, Luke Bronson, had agreed to meet her there to give her the latest details on Vitya Ivanov. When she told him what she'd learned about the Newton-Rockport oil drilling expedition, he told her he'd prefer to have the rest of the conversation face-to-face. Notoriously late, Jennifer had promised Luke she would arrive on time after he told her it was imperative that she did. They were scheduled to meet at 1:30 a.m., but she didn't want to take any chances, so she arrived even earlier than she normally would have. She took a seat at a table in the back and ordered a coconut vodka with Coca-Cola. She needed something to take the edge off, but she didn't want to overdo it in case Luke didn't show up. Trying to get out of a seedy joint alone, pissy drunk, could spell certain disaster for a single woman in a big city.
"I can't believe you made it on time,"
Luke said as he slid into the booth next to Jennifer, startling her. "You nearly scared me shitless. Thanks. And why does everyone keep saying I'm always late?"
"Because you're always late,"
Luke laughed. "Whatever. So what's up? Why couldn't we have this talk over the phone?"
"Listen, I don't know who your friend pissed off in the heavens, but she couldn't have caught the eye of a more shady character, with more money."
"What do you mean? Come on, stop beating around the bush. It's bad enough that you've made me wait all this time to tell me this in person." Luke leaned closer to Jennifer.
"When you first called me, I thought maybe he was the run-of-the-mill rich guy who wanted something he couldn't have. But since you told me about the oil drilling expedition in fucking Saudi Arabia, I did some more checking around, and this shit stinks to high heaven. It's been alleged that this guy has been funding terrorist activities for the last few years, and now he wants to pay for some oil drilling expedition in Saudi Arabia?"
"Yeah, so what does it mean?"
"He doesn't give a shit about oil in Saudi Arabia. He knows full well that old guy doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting any oil in that desolate area. If there even is any oil,